This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Well, the federal government has been downloading again. It's not some musical piracy, but the annual additions to the ultimate playlist called the National Recording Registry. 25 new tracks, and the first two tracks are not what you would call easy listening, but for very different reasons. It's the 1911 recording of the Columbia Quartet's Let Me Call You Sweetheart. Nice history, but a little rough on the fidelity department. Fidelity, of course, is not the problem in this 1986 recording of Metallica's Master of Puppets. It's just the metal, man. More Metallica.
Trying to get up. He shoots. No good. The rebound, Luckenbill. Back to Chamberlain.
Now, here is something that everyone can relate to, especially folks from Philadelphia. There's Philadelphia Warriors setter Wilt Chamberlain's 100-point game against the New York Knicks in 1962. This radio broadcast is all that's left of that moment. Steph Curry, eat your heart out. The game did not air on television. It was only broadcast on a Philadelphia radio station.
He shoots up. No good. In and out. The rebound, Luckenbill. Back to Ruckley. Into Chamberlain.
Here, of course, is John Coltrane's A Love Supreme, indeed. And I would have thought this track would have been on the registry already. '64's Where Did Our Love Go by the Supremes? Well, that's a no-brainer.
Baby.
As is Merle Haggard's Mama Tron.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride.
And then there's this gem from George Carlin's 1972 hit comedy album Class Clown, which contained the caveats to free speech called The Seven Words You Can Never Say on Television.
No one has ever gone to jail for screaming topography. But there are some words that you can go to jail for. There are some words that we just have decided we will not say all the time. Sometimes, okay, if you're running through the jungle chasing somebody that we're at war with, you can holler them. If you're shooting a criminal, it's okay. It's the all-American thing.
When this album was released, Carlin had been arrested and charged with obscenity for a live performance of that routine, But hey, guys, I mean, since the Library of Congress has made this a part of the National Recording Registry, I can say those Carlin words, right?
On a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind, but Mama tried.
There. It almost feels patriotic.
From a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one
could... There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.